Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am Pearl. It has been a really long time since I have put an episode out, and I send so much love to everyone. A lot has been going on. I have some stuff I will share in the near future that's not so great, but for today, let's focus on the message that was coming through, and that has to do with bending actually strengthening rather than causing someone to break. And where this really kind of came from was I was waiting for some inspiration, a message to come through for what to share today, because I've been getting called to start doing some episodes again. And what I was brought to was this beautiful tree that is a couple of years old, still very young, and I was noticing that I had kept it indoors for so long, and maybe it would be nice to take it out into the sun, and this is part of it, so I promise I'm going somewhere, but I took this really beautiful tree out and I put it in the sun. I thought it's a very nice day, you know, maybe it'd be nice to get some full-on sunlight. And it seemed to be enjoying it. It's quite tall, so it's got like some leaves at the very top, but it's got this very long trunk that will soon one day grow into a very powerful, big trunk. But right now it's very, it's still growing. And what I noticed was by the afternoon, I would look out at it and all of a sudden it was almost bent all the way over. And it was because there was a strong breeze, light wind, let's call it, that was coming through and it was pushing this poor little tree all the way over. And I thought, well, maybe it's just the weaker side. So I turned it around and the wind continued to blow and it completely went all the way over in the other direction. So clearly it was not the weak side. At any rate, I almost took it inside thinking, oh my God, that poor little tree, it's gonna die if it stays out there because it's, you know, it keeps getting like almost blown over completely. And while if it was a major windstorm, sure, I would have brought it in. But what I was reminded of in the moments before I did go grab the tree, and I've been getting a lot of nudges and a lot of insight for slowing down, being more patient, maybe letting go of the reins a little bit more once in a while, and letting flow take place and letting the divine guidance take me to where the right, not right, most optimal next step is rather than trying to fight it. So I step back from the decision to bring the tree inside immediately. And that was when I was reminded of something a long time ago I'd read or seen about. Essentially, there were some studies done looking at seedlings and looking at those that were grown inside or like in a greenhouse and then transplanted out into the wild versus little seedlings that had been planted in the wild or more wild-like environments and their long-term survival and all of that sort of thing. And what it was showing, well, I'm not saying there are some plants that are very, they need a lot of extra love in the beginning. So don't take this to mean all plants should go immediately outside. There are times where you have to nurture. But what the message was with this particular set of trees is the ones that did the best actually grew in the harsher environment. And for some people, this is no surprise. Some people you'd think, well, if you loved and nurtured it and grew it up, at the very least, it should grow about the same as the ones already outside. But what was happening is when they transplanted the ones that were nurtured extra inside, they tended to not hold up well to things like the weather and the wind. But the trees that were seedlings that needed to resist the wind, that needed to handle the weathering throughout the year, their entire existence, those ones, they grew stronger. They thrived. And it just, what that really translates to for a lot of what we see in our own experiences, especially if you're going through it, I know a lot of the time we don't like the discomfort. Not gonna lie, I'm human too. I get it. I appreciate it, but I'm not like running around saying, yes, let's be uncomfortable. Usually. But I know so many of us, whether it's from loss or whether it's from our own journeys and the challenges and the fears that we overcome and the lessons we learn that are very painful sometimes, all of these are similar to what strengthens us, much like the wind does for the little seedling. You'd think the wind is terrible to expose to the seedling because it's going to get ripped right out of the soil or it's going to get pushed right over. But really what it was doing is it was pushing, not, you know, it was allowing it to bend, not break. It was nudging the little seedling to be a bit stronger, a bit more assured of itself and firm into the ground. The wind, when it would come through and push and force and really push over those little seedlings, it ultimately was lovingly giving it the strongest root system, the most expansive trunk, the just this super rich root chakra to thrive off of for the lifetime of the tree so that it could take hold and really stay present and exist and grow and expand its entire life. And with this loving pushing and discomfort that the tree is going through earlier on in its development, or really through its entire life, because there's always little factors, whether it's the wind or a fire or something else that might come through, there's always these little ways that these extra forces, challenges, resistance allowed the tree to become stronger and more rooted in its reality. And even when you have a tree that maybe is getting less water, what does it do? It tends to grow its roots deeper, further, till it reaches groundwater. It forces the tree to expand even further until it can tap into its source energy again. And that ties into so much of our experience. Because so often, and maybe even now, some of you are in your own void space, that space between spaces. Something has ended and something else is about to start, but it hasn't started yet. So you're very detached and disconnected from any timeline, any real interaction or engagement with others, perhaps, or your path, your purpose, what you feel like you're, at least what you feel like is though as though you're detached from whatever it is you think you're here to do. You just don't have a connection to anything at that point. Or you don't see the void as something very pleasant. It's this space where you have yet to touch down onto that timeline again. Don't worry, I promise you will land, it will feel better. But it's kind of like when that tree isn't quite in its water source anymore. It's a little bit too far away. It knows it's not really quite rooted in yet, and yet it still exists. And it's not going to die. It's not going to vanish. It just, it's being encouraged to pause, to allow nature to extend itself and allow its own energy source to expand into an unknown that it does not necessarily know with certainty. Yes, there are certain receptors and yes, there are certain things that help them know kind of to go down into the earth further for water, but I mean, it's not like it's looking with eyes, seeing where it's going. It's a little bit blinded. But it knows intuitively. It has the inner knowing for what direction. And sometimes it's based on even with us, there is feedback. There is little, is there moisture here? Is this where the source energy is leading me? And that's actually so valuable when it comes to our ability to touch down onto the ground. Now, don't force yourself to do it sooner than it's most optimal to be. You can't really. But sometimes we feel like we're so disconnected. It's so discouraging and so it disempowering, and feels like you're not even connected with your own guidance sometimes. And it can feel like this big abyss and unknown, and like you've almost just been disconnected from everything in all the worst ways. But really, much like that tree searching for water with its roots, it's a practice of slowly putting feelers out, being perceptive to your environment, to nudges in your environment, to that little itty bitty bit more moisture in one part of the soil than another. That is going to help you to touch back down into your reality and ground into a timeline of sorts. That is the next most optimal timeline. Sometimes we can get really stressed or feel like we're too disconnected in that void space, and so we'll grasp at anything, thinking, I just want to stay connected. I just want to be attached somewhere to something, and then I'll find my way. And that's fine too. There's no judgment. But there is something about being intuitive, patient, allowing your heart to lead you, and knowing so well that as long as you are patient, you're going to feel the next step. You're going to know what the next step is to take, because it'll feel a little bit better than where you're at. And then you'll take another step and it'll feel a little bit better. Your heart will feel a little bit more inspired, excited, some level of joy. And it's not fireworks immediately. It's that trickle. It's that the root getting a little bit closer to the water source. There's moisture here. Okay, I'm going to keep going in this direction. I'm feeling nurtured. I'm feeling replenished. I'm feeling regenerated. There's just this energy that's flowing through me again. And as you move towards that further and further, you open a channel of energy that is that flow of source energy that runs within you. But now you have access to it again. And then you can be filled with the inspiration to do all of the things that you want to do. The stuff that's your soul level work, the stuff you were always here to create, to do, to make, to put out there. And it just takes that patience and knowing that you're not looking for a stream immediately. You're looking for moisture. You're looking for getting very gradually closer to that, tapping into that full source flow. And just knowing that can be helpful when you're in that void space, because it's challenging, and in and of itself is yet another lesson wrapped up in life and all of our experiences that helps us to grow further too. Every time you enter another void space, you typically handle it a bit more with ease versus the first time than you ever did that. Or it was very jarring and very, maybe you felt depressed, maybe you feel like you had this deep hole that you couldn't get out of. You had just nothing you felt passion for. And that's actually normal. That's not uncommon in the void space. And it's not to be seen as, it doesn't have to be seen as a terrible thing. It's simply another space prior to a new creation, a new identity that you've created for yourself, but it takes time for it to form in physical reality. And so you're in that waiting space. And all of the different lessons, the losses, the pressures, the stressors that we go through, whether it's family or friends or work or political or whatever it is, every challenge, every time someone tells you you can't do something, every time you have to overcome another thing of resistance, whatever that might be for you, it's another loving blessing that is essentially the breath of the wind blown towards you to push you over just enough to get you to strengthen, not become rigid, because a rigid tree will eventually crack and break. Not to become rigid or hardened and create barriers, because barriers will cut you off from your source. Think of barriers for a tree as though you were to make a fence between it and its water. And we don't want to do, I'm going to recommend you can do what you want, but it is better for us, rather than taking that wind that hits us and pushes us over, instead of creating a barrier, instead of getting all hardened and thinking, you know what, forget it, I want nothing to do with this world, I don't even want to experience it, I'm just going to, thicken my bark and you guys stay out there, I'm going to stay in here and you leave me alone. Instead of all of that, you simply gain a little bit more strength in the bark and maybe the trunk, and you get a little bit more grounded. You let your roots grow a little more deeper. You access more of your source energy. And source energy, that flow, that inner knowing, that life force energy that runs through you, your beautiful, pure soul signature, that is able to instruct your trunk, your tree, to form in the most optimal, intricate way, such that you continue to hold up better and you continue to hold your form throughout further wind and further storms and further weathering and further lessons. You start to retain your signature. As you watch trees grow, you can see this tree, when they're really little, you don't totally know what they are. If you just threw seeds everywhere, you're like, I don't know what that one is. I guess it might be a pine. Maybe it's a pine. Maybe it's a seed. Or I don't know. I couldn't tell you what half the trees are at any stage. But whatever it might be that the different trees are. In the early stages, a lot of them look very similar. And then when more of that source flows through them, as they solidify into who they are, they suddenly, you see an expression of that being. You see that inner knowing expressed externally as, this is what I am. I know what I am, and this is what I am. And they show that to everyone. They share that with the world. And that's what we do as we, if you think about yourself as like, if you think of little kids, like, yes, you can pick yourself out in pictures, but when you look at little kids, you see them, and a lot of them, they look so different than their adult forms. And they all, like, if you look at a giant group of little kids, generically, if you don't personally know them, they all kind of look a little bit similar, whatever. Like, you go, okay, yeah, there's a bunch of little kids. But then when you look at adults, it's a little different. Like, you can, if you just look at a group, space them out the same way. Look at a bunch of little kids and then look at a group of adults in an office or something. If you see them all together, you can see the unique expression that they've solidified into. And you can see, and there's nothing wrong or right, or the child is better than the adult, or the adult is better than the child. It's just a phase. This is how development happens. When you see that unique expression of that more hardened from all of the different winds that each individual has experienced, you can see the impact and the being that's been created through those experiences. You see a unique human who has a story and a value and a not that the kids don't have value, but you can see this, I'll say it in an intuitive person, because I think there is a different look that the life force energy has in someone who's maybe, no judgment on this, but awakened versus not, or who is exploring their own path consciously versus not. So let's say a group of conscious humans that are realizing what they're creating, or at least they're trying to understand it. Those beings, you can see this self-assurance. You can see this inner knowing on the surface. The children, maybe they're not so sure yet. They're still so, and that's okay too. They're being conditioned into whatever they'll become. And that's perfect too. We all kind of had a plan of sorts when we got here. But when we are adults, we've now allowed the winds and our experiences and our responses to it to form our roots, our trunks, into a certain way where you see an awakened conscious human adult and you can see this light emanating from them where they know who they are and they know their truth. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter how people feel about them. They, at the very least, are dedicated to being the unique version of themselves. And that is, if you see a person who looks super confused, no judgment. I've been there. Or they're so focused, hyper-focused on other things and they're trying to get tons of work done, or, you know, they're arguing, or they're, and there's no judgment. I've done all of these things. But those people, you can see this erraticness. You can see this kind of, they're throwing spaghetti at walls. They're like trying to make something happen, but there isn't very intuitive movement or growth that's happening. They're trying to get a million different certifications. They don't really know why. And it's not from inner nudges. It's like other people told them, oh, you need this. Oh, you need that. And you can see how if that person goes through a phase of the void, when they're unsure of what way to go, and they're not listening or looking for those little nudges or that moisture in the ground, their root system is going to be so sporadic. It's going to be going every which way because it's not allowing the life force energy to guide them to what it is that's the path to the water, to the source. It is the human mind trying to stab at everything, thinking, okay, I'm going to put a root over here. I'm going to put a root over there. I'm going to put a root up there. I'm going to try a million different roots and maybe one of them will get water. Instead of it being a slow growth process of coming to being and finding that source energy and then consistently tapping into that again. See, when you have that knowing, you can be like the trees that stand tall. Even if you go to a forest, like if you go to a forest and you think there's like 100,000, whatever number trees around here that are all literally the same tree type, you can look at every single tree. If you look at it carefully, each tree has its own story. Each tree, independent of all of the other trees, is like, pretend they're all pine trees or something. You see the tree, you know it's a pine tree. It knows it's a pine tree. Like, it doesn't even matter if you think it's a pine tree or not. It's a pine tree. It's going to exist the exact way it exists because that is who it is. And it doesn't matter if there's 20 more pine trees around it. It's a pine tree. It doesn't give a damn. I mean, maybe they're all friends and they're happy, but like, it's not going to change who it is because there's a birch tree next to it, or like an elm tree. Probably won't be around it. I don't know. It's just going to be the tree that it is. But it got to be there because it simply used its intuition to continue to thrive. And it allowed the winds of time and experience to shape it to be perfectly resilient in the environment it is growing in. Does that make sense? Like, some people try to future-proof things. Some people try to, you know, they try so hard to be ready for terrible things. And that's okay, prep. Like, do the things that feel right to you intuitively. If you're doing it because other people are telling you, that isn't the reason that is most optimal to do it. That isn't necessarily where your energy is best spent. When we listen to our intuition, when we let life force drive us, when we seek where is the small bit of pleasure that's the moisture in the earth that we're moving towards to grow our roots a little bit more that way, then you can become incredibly resilient and strong, not rigid and unwavering in the sense that you're just going to crack if something pushes you too hard, not so barriered that you can no longer get to your source energy and that information, just perfectly strengthened in all of the ways that will prevent you from crumbling, from crashing down, from cracking, from dehydrating or losing your source energy flow in the future. Those little nudges, that moisture in the soil, that is your assurance that you will have a future that is incredible and safe. And what safe means is that you will have resources and steps and things that you will always have access to and doors that you can take to move forward in a most optimal way for you. Because everyone has a different path. Does this promise you no pain? Absolutely not. Does this make it so that you never have to have hardship or difficulty? No, because you're always going to have new winds come through to strengthen you for something else in the future. The only way you can grow in that powerful way of resilience is if you have the wind. If you don't have the wind push you, then when you get to those much more challenging things later on, you will immediately just be folded in half and either crack or tear or just completely come crashing down. Now, that's an option. It's a more painful option. It's a more challenging option, but it's an option. And if you prefer to be more prepared, if you're someone who really likes to prepare, the best way for you to prepare is to take every wind, every challenge that comes your way, and allow it to shape you and strengthen you and give you even greater connection to tapping into source energy. Because then when something similar or even not similar at all, but something happens to you that puts pressure on you in some way, shape, or form that is going to, you will benefit from what strengthening occurred from the past wins. It's going to prepare you in the perfect way to allow you to bend, not break, in those future moments. And that is your resiliency. That is where you will be able to know that you can tolerate anything coming your way, because if you don't shut out your life, if you don't just shut down and kind of go, I don't want anything to do with this world, then, you know, and if you did do that, then you would leave yourself far more susceptible to crashing later on. If you don't do that, then you enter this space of creation, of this power, this strength, and this capacity for so much more incredibleness. And that is what that little tree has taught us today. That lesson of let your winds of time and experiences in life that pushes you over, let it strengthen you. And know that it's happening perfectly to strengthen you in a way that supports you to grow and thrive in the next moments. And when you get to those next moments, understand, or when you haven't even gotten there yet, when you're in those void spaces, know that if you use your intuition, your heart, your joy, that inner knowing of what is it that excites me, to help you feel slowly for where the moisture in the soil is, you can create such a beautiful, intricate network of roots that enters all of the most powerful source energy that is just going to run and flow through you to create the most beautiful things, whatever that is for you. But do so slowly, patiently, lovingly, And maybe when you slowly reach one of your roots out, you hit drier soil. Don't let that discourage you. Let that be information that helps you understand not that way right now. And always keep in mind, it's right now. Whenever, whether you use human design or you use something else like a system, astrology, whatever it might be, and you get a no, or even with your guides, like you get a no, no doesn't always mean no forever. No can mean so many things. Maybe it's just not right now. But you don't have to close yourself off from it for forever. It could just be that a different time will be better for that. So if you ever find something you're excited about, but it's just like you're hitting that resistance, you're hitting that dry soil, it's not filling you with life force energy to move that way, it doesn't mean it's not going to be for you, you know, ever. It's just right now there's a different place that's going to give you more ways to thrive. And be open to if that other way comes back around. And maybe a stream redirects, maybe somebody moves a river, maybe the river moves itself, whatever. Maybe there's a storm and then something, whatever. Like it forms another water source and there's more groundwater somewhere else. And maybe that other side will get water eventually. But like right now the water's not there. So maybe right now let's focus, where is the water taking me? Where is that most moist area of the earth where the roots can grow deepest and really tap into that source and go that way for now? So yes, that is what came through for today. I know it's been a while. I will share on some of the other things going on. I'll give you guys a lot of what that's been about lately. And if you're ever interested in getting a human design reading with me, I do have an offer right now. I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but for the month of July, I'm offering the readings for $77. Normally they're $111, but since I love sevens, and if you are interested, you can book it. You can go to my Nervous System Alchemist account on Instagram and on my IG profile booking link tree, there's a booking page. Or you can message me and I can send you a link, whatever works for you. But if you use the code LOVE7, LOVE7, then you will get the reading at the discounted price of $77 for the month of July. So you just have to book it. You can book it for in August, but you just have to actually do the booking and sign up for that in the month of July. As I'm saying this, I'm trying to remember what day or when July is right now, but time is hard. So I know we're somewhere in July, so it's still happening right now. And you can always find me either at, you know, the Angel on Earth account on Instagram or Nervous System Alchemist. And is it the Nervous System Alchemist? It's either I can't remember, but if you look up Nervous System Alchemist on Instagram, you'll find me there too. And I'm sure on one of these episodes have my email address and whatnot. So you can contact me in lots of ways. And I am, if you ever want to join me more, there is the amazing community, the Dragon Tree Collective, where I and some amazing co-creators are creating wonderful content that is everything from Akashic Records to astro weather to oracle card readings and lots of stuff, embodiment practices. The last yoga nidra I recorded is up there as well. So you can always check that out on Patreon. And I seriously recommend it. Like, I've been really loving so much. I've been getting so much value from being in that community and that creative space and all of the wisdom that comes through everybody in their unique ways. And the I think I mentioned on here before, but anyways, Zaddy Cat and KK are the co-creators with me for the Dragon Tree Collective, and I can't speak more highly of it. And I think that's everything for now. I will leave it at that, and we'll see when I am able to share about more again. I send you all so much love. Bye.